was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
My friends, welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you being with us here tonight on the RBN Network. Well, we're going to have Gary Blackwell with his wise words of wisdom and spiritual uplifting and a prayer. We're going to have Chris in Vegas, who's always contributes phenomenal content. We're going to try for John Lamb so we can get updates on the trials in Nevada. 7 weeks, 100 government special needs agents on the stand. Did you get that? That's almost 2 months. And the defense gets a couple of days, and most of their best witnesses denied by the witches' court. Oh, by the way, these are probably the most important trials that are taking place for anybody's personal freedom in this country in decades. And there's no, of course, there's no CBS, NBC, ABC. Fox News, you would have thought, maybe. InfoWars, I was hoping they would get a crew there, or at least put an article up on their website. Are you kidding me? I can't find anything. God bless John Lamb, the woman who does Redoubt News, REDOUBT. He's got an article up there pretty much every day about what's going on, and we get our updates from John. And the silence is deafening. If Hillary or Barack Obama were president, we'd be hearing nothing but funding trials, and oh my God, and they're rounding up Patriot reporters, and good, go for the guns, and go for the hills, and go for the preparation. And, oh my God, the communists are here. And look at what happened. Those evil Democrats, Democrat, 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 leftist, progressive, liberals. Sorry, this is a globalist thing that involves both political corporations. They're not political parties anymore. They incorporated themselves, and they're still pretending to be political parties that will do the will of the people. So the silence is deafening. I haven't seen an article on Drudge. If anybody can show one to me, then God bless Drudge. But I haven't found it. Why? These are the most important trials going on right now, and that have gone on in a long time. I can't remember a more important trial. O.J. Simpson trial was not more important than this. Oh, sure, it was more popular. Oh, and they ran with that like crazy. And I'll say it again. If it was a leftist, communist, overt, globalist pig, instead of a Republican, Nazi, traitor, deceiver, globalist pig, you'd never hear the end of it. Oh, there'd be articles all over the place. And by the way, how much did the other outfits make sending reporters out to the Bundy Ranch when they were taking the cattle back with all the cowboys on the horses riding down the hill? And it was like a John Wayne movie. How much money do you think they made from people going to their website and seeing all that action and watching those videos and listening to those reports and reading those blogs? How much money do you think that? And now, not a peep. And this is the most important part. because now everybody who was at the Bundy Ranch is up on trial now. And the reporter, are reporters too cowardly to go there and just cover it? We're not asking them to go there and even hand out leaflets. It'd be cool if they wore a jury nullification shirt that said something on their shirt that they'd do a little something activist. But just getting there to be a reporter would be activist enough for me. Why not? Where are they? The silence is deafening. If it was a left winger in the office instead of a supposed libertarian patriot conservative, oh my God, they'd be coming apart. They'd be coming apart at the seams. Look at what Hillary's doing. Oh my God, they're convicting the Bundys and they're rounding up. Gary Hunt got arrested and Tom Lockwood. I'm sure they'd be covering it then, but not now. You can't let anybody think that there could be anything wrong with the new happy days. Happy days are here again. Remember happy? I feel like Patsy Weber is going to come walking out of the set with Fonzie and Richie Cunningham. We're getting scammed. Did you all notice how we're running headlong into World War III? Yeah, that World War, the one that's coming. Oh, Trump's going to take a new look at Syria now. Oh, surprise, surprise. Yeah, he's looking there drooling and at the behest of you-know-who, and he's going to probably take us to war quicker than Obama did, or at a similar pace, in a different style, different flavor of the ice cream. Same deal, though, and it's not
great. Eric?
Yes, sir. Gary, my friend, you're with us. How are you tonight? Can you chime in and then take us to a spiritual place?
The reason I'm interrupting you is because they on CBS, they reported that it just happened a few minutes ago that Trump sent in 60 missiles into Syria.
That makes me feel much safer. Doesn't that make you feel safer, Mr. Blackwell?
Well, it's just part of what you're saying. I thought it'd be a good time to interject it because it just hit the news. And there were 60 cruise missiles brought in, I think, by our ships. But that's speculation. But it did happen, and they went there to go. They were trying to eliminate Assad over there. I'm not taking any sides. I'm just reporting what I heard. Yeah.
That means we're going head to head with Russia now.
Looks like it.
I feel much safer, don't you?
Well, I just don't understand why we do these things we do.
I know.
We had the first. They keep talking about this great Constitution. Well, I keep telling them, look, folks, we had the same Constitution during the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, and it continues to go on and on. And if this is such a great Constitution, how is this allowed to happen?
How does this
Nobody
happen?
Answers
the
that.
Constitution. Well, yeah. Well, it's the Constitution doesn't have any teeth in it. It needs to have remedy and punishment. And, the founding fathers, the Constitution is more a list of suggestions, really. If somebody evil wants to violate it, they're going to say, what are you going to do about it? We got the power. We got the gun. And, we got Lori in as well. Great. We got a full table tonight. If there is a line open, you can all try. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. But okay, so we're sending missiles to Syria, and we're trying to get. Well, we're talking that not we, they are talking about preemptively striking North Korea, if I'm not mistaken. Between that and the Patriot Roundup at home, not only do I not see anything improving on anywhere. I mean, not even an attempt. They're just going. I mean, we have another crowd of warmongers, and look. It's Donald Trump's own fault. He's the one that refused to get rid of the neocons. He refused to go fresh. He refused to do the... Where was Judge Napolitano? We got the torture master instead going up to the Supreme Witch's Court. Where's Ron Paul? Don't see him get... He should be where Jeff Sessions is sitting. And only constitutional actions with, none of more of this victimless crimes and that you disobey the state and we're going to throw you in a cage. Do things to you we wouldn't do to a dog. I mean, how evil is it? And how is it not the witch's court? And how is it not Nazi Germany or communist China when the judge Navarro in Nevada is telling people, take the Constitution out of your pocket and throw it in the trash. Turn the Constitution around so only the back is facing out of your pocket. Don't hold your Bible above your waist. If you start crying, if you're one of the wives of the people whose lives are being destroyed for no reason, oh, and if you start crying in court, you're going to be removed by the marshals. Great. That's real justice. And the defense gets 7 weeks and 100 crybaby special needs agents up there on the stand saying, I was so scared. We're the only ones that were supposed to have the guns. The people are supposed to have nothing. We're supposed to be able to take their property, every last stitch of cattle, all their guns. But we're being paid really well, man. That, oh, good guys that they are, all full of the systems, all full of such good guys. I'm going to throw up next time I hear someone say that, or law enforcement. There's no such thing as law enforcement in a free republic. This is why everybody's brainwashed, accepting a police state. There's no law enforcement. When somebody says law enforcement, they're a pimp and a whore and a thief working for the system. Harlot. There's only peace officers, not police officers. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Remember that evil five-letter word? Yeah, and that's why it says in LegalDictionary.com, look it up online, sheriff, definition, the chief peace officer in a county or subdivision. That's all we need. If the peace is being violated, then the sheriff can show up with his posse and do what they have to do. Get her done. Be armed. Keep the peace. But see, there's no money in keeping the peace. There's only money in enforcing bogus, made-up, fake, phony toilet paper statutes. And if they can find enough enforcers who are stupid and immoral enough to enforce it, they just collect. They got a hit squad that will come to your house. None of them are bonded as public officers because they know they're not public officers anymore. Oh, we got the update from John Lamb right here on this broadcast last night. The goons out front admitted that the federal courthouse is not public property. I'm going to repeat that. The federal goons, with an IQ of as low as they can get now, because after the court case in New York City, said that the public, the formerly public, the supposed courthouse that belongs to the government of the people, that belongs to us, is now no longer public property. They conceded and admitted it's a private enterprise they're running. So, oh, great. I guess we don't have to show up in the witch's court then. There's nothing more than a cashier at Walmart dressed up like a Satanist. Sorry to all the cashiers at Walmart. That was an insult, and I retract that. I don't mean to equate you with the filthy pigs on the witch's court. I'm sorry. I think with that, we need to go to Gary Blackwell for some spiritual words. Then we're going to go to Lori. Then we're going to go to Chris in Las Vegas. Take it away, Gary. Gary, did you mute yourself? Take yourself off mute, Gary, and then we're going to let you talk right to the bottom of the hour. So take your time. Give us a prayer. Tell us what's on your mind and where do you think this war machine is going to go. It can be no place good, but hopefully you'll be able to put some sense in it. Go ahead, Gary.
He must have dropped off, Eric.
He might have dropped. Gary,
yeah.
You can hear me, my sir. Come on back in anytime. We're waiting for you. We need you. Lori, until then, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't have much of an update. I haven't heard anything from Thomas's attorney. Everybody's playing games, so I'm not sure what's going on. I just wanted to stop in and listen in, and this is the easiest way for me to listen in and see what's going on. If they had Eric Parker testify all day, and went pretty well. They got some evidence in. They got evidence of the aunt when she was thrown to the ground in. They had a few things that they were allowed to get into court today, and I'll leave that for John to tell you if he's able to give you a call in. But they had a better day. They still, someone got a ticket that was unloading their car that they unload every day from the Metro Police. He goes and pulls his car up and unloads the flags and signs, and then he goes and parks his car and comes back, but he got a ticket for it today. So there is a little bit more harassment going on there again today. Other than that, I'm going to kind of let you and Chris take it.
Well, thanks, Lori. And Gary Blackwell, if you're back yet, just let us know. And otherwise,
I'm here.
Oh, great, Gary. We got plenty of time. Take us right to the bottom of the hour. Take 10 or 15 minutes. Let us know what's on your mind. Give us a prayer. And but where do you think this war machine, this war state? I mean, man, you know, it's even worse than I thought it would be. I knew there was going to be some catch, you know, in all this, you know, that it was going to probably reveal itself to ultimately be another Bush administration warmonger machine. Nothing to do with national defense. Just, hey, how quickly can we get to World War III before the Chinese and the Russians are as strong as we are, even though we're the ones who pretty much armed the Chinese entirely. You know, and where do you think this is going, Gary? And is there any hope that, I mean, it looks like war on the horizon to me, and this is where the government always takes people. I mean, it's just as often as they can. Both administrations, both political corporations, all presidents, all recent Secretary of Defense, they're all warmongers. I guess that old saying that the bankers have, which is war is the health of the state. I mean, boy, that's not very healthy. So go ahead, Gary.
Well, just real quick, like, I look at it from this standpoint. When I was young, and that was a lot of years ago, we were always looking for what the church called the rapture, but the smart people were the ones who were looking for not the rapture, but for our Father to come in his full face to regenerate the earth and to straighten out all the ills of the earth for us, and that's in Revelation chapter 21. But it seems to me that we might be there, and I studied it pretty good. But I'm not confident in stating, yes, this is the time, yes, this is the movement. All I know that he states that he will come in chapter 21 and create a new heaven and a new earth, where the old earth will be passed away. And if you look at the earth a little bit like I do and some of our fellow friends, and I know yourself, this is what feeds our body. And we have done everything in agriculture in this country specifically to make a disgrace of what we've did to the land. It's a total disgrace what we've done with our seed structure and our planting procedures and our fertilizing and the balancing of the soils. And it goes on and on from there. But short of that, I can't say. And my opinion is that I think we're coming to the point of the time that Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1 will start to take place. And I had a call from a patriot and told me that what had happened on CBS, and I heard it right at the 10 o'clock hour that these 61 missiles were, or 60 missiles, I'm thinking, was the ones that were shipped into Syria. So, whether it's going to be Trump, and he's been a very disappointing president at this point in time, according to my friends and people who support him very heavily, they're quite put out by his so-called actions so far. And as you speak to, he surrounded himself with all the evil spirits that you could find, I'm sure, by listening to it. But I think the only thing we have left here is to, tonight we'll open in prayer and ask their Father to try and oversee and continue to put a blessing upon this nation, although we surely don't deserve it by our own actions, and my own actions entirely, but we ask the Father to forgive us and to bring us forth to understanding that he is in charge, he will be in charge, and that the 12 tribes that he mentions in the Revelation chapter 21 will be secure and safe and sound and will exist and will go forward with a new nation. And with that, we can ask our Father to give us further protection as it looks like the evil one is ready to let loose on all things that are right and what's right to do. And as we can look around the nation, we see that evil prevails everywhere, in every subject, every situation that we look at. And the only hope we have is in our Father, the Creator, to redeem our nation and our people, and to come down with a new heaven and a new earth for us to regenerate, be a regenerated earth, because it is so polluted and so confused of face by what we've done to the soils and the structure thereof, that we're fortunate we can grow anything. And we sure are suffering from the fact that what we do grow does not have any longevity for us. We're degenerating, and the only thing that's keeping us alive is chemicals and drugs. And this doesn't keep you alive very, very long, and it's a very difficult time if you're on those structures or on to depend upon this particular system for your life support. So with that, we're going to close and ask Yadi Vahi to keep us safe and to bar the evil one from enjoying himself at the table here that's coming up in the future. And may he be locked up and put away in the reservation of the house of Jacob Israel. Come forth. We ask this all in Yadi Vahi's name. So be it. Thank you, Eric.
Amen.
And by the way, Eric, I won't be on tomorrow night. I have to attend a funeral in Detroit, and it starts at 6 o'clock, so I won't be home. Probably, if I'm home, I'll get on as quick as I can. But I wish you the best, and I'm sorry to see you have to go. But I know you've always, since I've known you, you've always been secured in what you say, and you've always been secured in what you do. And you kind of remind me of Scripture where Yadi Vahi says, I change not. And as long as I've known you, you've been consistent, and you've not changed your tenacity and your efforts to work with the people who are less fortunate and in worse shape. So we continue to do that, which is the right thing to do, and I yield.
Well, thank you so much for that, Gary. And let me just say, that's high praise coming from you. Let me just
say,
on behalf of all the listeners who very much enjoyed your presence, especially me, thank you so much for the time you spent with us. And
thank you for the opportunity.
Yep, and as we continue, you will be with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. All right. Thank you so much to Gary Blackwell from Michigan. So we are going to continue, and here's how we're going to continue. We're going to talk about this in the next half hour. We're going to have a conference call, because I know there's people out there who have been asking me, how do I keep following? I do urge people to continue with this network. But if they'd also like to follow what Eric is doing, we're going to have a conference call that'll be kind of like a radio show over the conference call. Conference call radio. Here it is. And I'll give you all a phone number if you want to write it down, and you don't need a computer. All you need is a telephone. I think everybody, just about everybody listening to this broadcast, unless it's shortwave or a radio, and I'm sure you can all get a phone. So you're going to have to follow us. It's at least got to be that. So the number is going to be 515-604-9703. That's 515-604-9703. There's an access code, and that number is 754-153-POUND. I think you got to hit the pound at the end of the access code. The access code is 754-153. And that's it. It's real simple. Just dial that number with your phone. We can have up to 1,000 people. So let's see how close to that we can get. If we melt down the system, we're just going to have to expand and hopefully get a bigger conference call. Or we're also going to be working on studio1776.org. That's studio1776.org. Pretty much it's just me over there, so we're not going to be in like super competition with an outfit like this that has a dozen different shows. But you'll get, if you want Eric, that's where he'll be. So I don't think we're going to put anybody else out of business. I think there's room for everybody in the Truth Media, and that's where you can find Eric. So I encourage people to listen to RBN, and as well, join us at 515-604-9703. The access code is 754-153, and then you hit the pound sign. And we can take questions and calls. I mean, you can participate just by pressing the star and then one of the numbers. I forget which one. We're going to also record them, so we can post them. So if you miss the call, it'll be up there, and there'll be a number. We'll get you a number that you can call in and listen to the recorded playbacks in case you missed the live. I think the live is going to be 8 to 10 Eastern. Let's try that, see how that works. That way Eric can get to bed and still get some work done the next day instead of being super late. So if you want to join us a little earlier, I won't even be in competition with who's ever taken over this time slot. We're going to go back a little bit, a little earlier, 6 to 8 Eastern. That'd be 5 Pacific time. So if you want to join us, please call in that number, 515-604-9703. And the code is 754-153. All right, so hope to see you all over there. And with that, and wait till I tell you all the story of, well, it's not a story. It's I don't like that word, story. It sounds too much like a fairy tale or something. I got some facts today. Very interesting facts on what's going on with the call-in lines to this network, the RBN network. So this affects John Statmiller and everybody as well. And it also affects the company that I got the conference call with. And let me give them a plug, because these people are pretty cool, and I'll tell you why. Okay, so it's called FreeConferenceCall.com. FreeConferenceCall.com, and their parent company is Carrier X. Okay, so Carrier X. So, so here's how it went. And, well, we got a break coming up in a minute. I won't get too heavy into it. When we come back from this, y'all going to be very interested to know. Well, it's not going to be any surprise to you, but I got the details on who owns the phone, cellular phone towers, and why they're blocking this show and many others on over the phone. I'll just give you a little teaser. The culprits are T-Mobile and Metro PCS. And listen, this is all public information, and it's also well-known among the corporate officers of the companies that are getting screwed. So don't anybody get squirrely and weak-kneed and say, oh, Eric, stop naming names. You're going to get me in trouble. I'm not going to get you in any trouble. Take the thumb out of your mouth. Put the pacifier in. We're going to come back and talk about how T-Mobile and Metro PCS, and it appears AT&T, but I can't prove that yet. But I'm going to float it out there for other people to look into. But definitely T-Mobile and Metro PCS are committing multiple felonies by denying honest service to this network and others. We'll be right back after this break on Resurrect Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. This is Eric DeFreed of the Screamer. You're listening to Resurrect Public on the RPN Network. We have Lori with us tonight. She's sitting in the wings. Comment anytime. We have Gary Blackwell tonight. Gary, chime back in if you're still with us. We're not done with you yet, buddy. Gary is his last night here, and then we'll be with you tomorrow. And then somebody else will be filling this time slot next week. So, Two, and this, I confirmed this with somebody who works for the corporation that's in the same position that we are. They're being interfered with by T-Mobile and Metro PCS. I have heard reports of AT&T, but I know T-Mobile and Metro PCS for sure, because the woman who set up my conference call number confirmed that they are in having an incredibly difficult time with T-Mobile. Well, I'll tell you, wait till you start taking some guesses on who their parent company is. Start typing into your search engine, folks. You can beat me to the punchline. Parent company of T-Mobile. So, T-Mobile is blocking access to the number or charging extra for it, even though you have a prepaid plan that includes unlimited minutes. Any domestic number. So, even though T-Mobile, which supplies 71.5 million customers in the United States will be possibly blocking this conference call that we're going to start on Monday. I decided to stay with this company anyway because I was so impressed that they're making the stand against the corporate beast as well. So I could have done the profitable thing, which was, well, I better not use this company. They're getting blocked. I better go with the other one that my friend said it's working, and, you know, all the carriers let access through to that. And I, something told me doing the profitable thing was not going to be doing the right thing, so I decided to go with this company, even though some people on T-Mobile may be getting blocked. I appreciated the fact that these people, and guess what? The other companies that are getting through are most likely owned by AT&T, I mean T-Mobile. So I typed in T-Mobile, 71.5 million customers. T-Mobile has been sold to Deutsche Telekom, and the owner is Timotheus Höttges. There's two dots over the I. I'm over the O. Timotheus Höttges. He's either Scandinavian or German, but he's the president of Deutsche Telekom, who acquired VoiceStream, which owns T-Mobile, for $35 billion. And they also bought PowerTel for $24 billion. And then in September, and in September, that was in 2000, that was in 2001, 3 months before 9/11. 2007, the conglomerate acquires Suncom for another $2.4 billion. In 2012, they merge with MetroPCS. In 2013, they acquire wireless spectrum for the most of the Mississippi Valley region, giving them 29 new markets, $308 million for that one. And in 2014, they signed agreements with Verizon to buy 700 A-block spectrum licenses for $2.3 billion, as well as AWS and PCS spectrum licenses for $950 million. And in 2017, February, just the other day almost, Reuters reported that SoftBank is maybe planning to sell its majority share in, of Sprint to Deutsche Telekom, the conglomerate that I just read to you. Bought, owns everything already, except for Sprint and maybe, what, one or two others, AT&T, and maybe that's it. Reuters reported that SoftBank is about to sell its majority in Sprint to Deutsche Telekom due to a higher likelihood that it will be approved by the Trump administration. T-Mobile's parent company is Deutsche Telekom. Subsidiaries are Havartsky Telecom, Magyar Telecom, Mandowski Telecom, OTE, Slovak Telecom, T-Mobile Austria, T-Mobile Czech Republic, T-Mobile Netherlands, T-Mobile Poland, T-Mobile U.S., T-Mobile Albania, and T-Mobile Romania. Oh, emphasize the word Rome. So, watch closely whether the Trump administration approves the deal for another chunk of our, for Sprint, to also go under to Deutsche Telekom, along with Verizon Wireless licenses by the thousands, the Mississippi Valley 29 new markets, MetroPCS, T-Mobile, 71.5 million customers, and rising. All of it owned by the Germans. And I don't have any problem with German people here, but when they're over there trying to take over our stuff, that's not appropriate. That's not acceptable. And I'm sure this guy's not a nice German because his company, T-Mobile, and this would not happen without his approval, is directly denying honest service to millions of customers in this country, tens of millions, and that's a felony. T-Mobile, I'll say it, T-Mobile and MetroPCS are committing millions of felonies every day and are owned by a foreign multinational corporation called Deutsche Telekom. Who do you think owns most of the stock in Deutsche Telekom? That's who owns your phone service, and that's who's blocking. And the woman at the company who's getting blocked, a company called Carrier X. They have freeconferencecall.com. And so she also confirmed that they're battling this beast called Deutsche Telekom as well. I asked if they were suing, and she didn't confirm or deny it, but it sounded like, you know, she kind of said, well, we got some people who are kind of working on it, whatever. You know, she couldn't, there was only so much she could say over the phone, the representative, but she was really nice. And she was totally honest and came right out and gave me the deal on how she's, their company's struggling against this. And I said, wow, I've got to stand with you. And, you know, if it costs me a few callers, which it may, that's the way it goes. And this is what happens when we just all crawl into our little hole and try to have a comfortable little gig. It doesn't work that way because we all end up suffering in the end. So we got a caller we're going to go to. What is the caller? Who is the caller? It's a mystery. Who do we have? Go ahead.
Okay. It's Charlie from L.A. Hey, I called that number
Charlie.
To get music. Yeah, I called the number, and I put in the access code, and I just get music. Is that supposed to be active now, or is that for later?
It's only going to be active when we're doing the call. Well, that would be Monday through Friday, starting next week from 8 to 10 Eastern.
Okay, so if I call this Monday through Friday, I can listen in from 8 to 10 Eastern with this phone number. Okay, now I want to make a comment about the 1990s.
Sure.
I was at the library in Las Vegas, and they had this, I can't remember what it was called, but you could hook up and you could scope out all the companies on Wall Street. So this was like in the middle of 1990s, right when the internet was starting to surface. And I looked up Disney, and it had like this whole, it had like this tree. You hit it, you click, it had all the subsidiaries under Disney. Now Disney isn't a big company compared to what's going on, but this was back in the middle of 1990s. They had 150 subsidiaries. None of the antitrust laws in this country have been enforced in over fucking 40 years.
That's one of the biggest problems we have right now. The antitrust laws aren't being enforced, and all the and most of them were repealed under the, I think it was Graham, was it Graham Rudman? Graham Rudman Leach, I think, was the name of the bill. And basically reversed a whole bunch of, you know, anti-monopoly, antitrust laws, and opened the door, the floodgates.
It's like in Las Vegas. You've got like five people that control the whole town now. You got MGM, which controls half the strip, and you had Harrah's, which owns the other half of the strip. Then you got Boyd, which owns a lot of the local casinos, and then you got Station Casinos, which owns the local casinos. There's only like six guys control the whole town.
Yeah.
You know? Now, it's absolutely ridiculous. These antitrust laws have to be put back in effect so you can get these people out of running everything. They control the distribution, the labor. It's got to stop. Otherwise, like 10 people will run the whole country in 20 years. Maybe 10 people run it now.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Maybe 10
Pretty
people
much
run
there.
It now.
You have about 15 families that hold the paper on this country, and then they hire a couple of thousand mercenary hitmen from judges, federal judges to U.S. marshals, from local high sheriffs to state trooper commanders. And the people that make it up in the ranks are the ones that will play ball with the evil agenda. And I have seen firsthand some really good people in the system, okay, at a pretty high level, I must say, higher than I thought I was going to be able to view, like, what was going on. And they were removed, but basically retired early because they were doing the right thing, long and short. And so they're putting the good people out to pasture. They're retaining all the ones that will play ball, toe the party line, give a lot of lip service, kind of like this new administration is doing. And once again, Trump could be the best guy in the world, but if he's surrounding himself with these demons, you're going to have a problem.
There is back in the late 1980s, Nevada used to have this thing called in the brokerage business called a blind pool, where you could just call up and get people to invest into a folder full of cash, and then the broker would take that cash and try to do something with it and make money with it. That was a blind pool. Now, Nevada is nothing full of, it's all corruption, but they banned the blind pool. You couldn't sell that anymore as of like 1988. But that's all a hedge fund is on Wall Street. A hedge fund manager doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to comply with anything. So it's absolutely unbelievable. Who knows what goes on with that money? But they don't have to play by any rules. And it's the same thing as a blind pool that was banned in Nevada. Hedge fund is just a blind pool. And for the most part, they own all the paycheck, cashier paycheck places where you go get a cash advance. A lot of those hedge funds are own all those things like in Nevada. They're all owned by a hedge fund in New York. They make 400% on these poor fools that walk through the door. And then once you go through that door, you never can get away from those people.
Yeah, the scam, and it feeds upon the poor and people who are just trying to get by. Because they've got it stacked. I was talking to someone just the other day. Said they're one of their relative, an elderly relative, was in a nursing home, and you know they after all the money they had coming in and the assets and the whatever dividends and the check for Social Security and then minus this and every cut, there was $50 left at the end of every month for the person, the elderly person, to do something. That is not very. You cannot tell me that was by accident. They engineer everything so it takes 98.5% of what you have and leaves you a few crumbs. And that's what I see coming down from this new administration is crumbs.
Yep. No, Trump is. Look, Trump just threw the internet into the pool of money talks and bullcrap walks. Like, they're going to start charging people that have the money. If you want the speed in the internet, you got to pay. Okay, if they don't like your politics, they'll just say, "Well, your fee is going up," and they can censor you that way. So you know, well, Trump is not.
Yeah, that's the best.
Trump's.
I was going to say that's the best case scenario. That's the best case scenario to be to charge. They're mostly just shutting people down and blocking them now. It's very sad. I know Studio 1776, where we're going to try to build a little bit of a radio presence. That is being blocked through Facebook. So when you go on Facebook and try to access the website through Facebook, they won't let you go there, and there's a little thing that comes up that says dangerous and malicious content. It's on the 1776 stuff is dangerous to the corporate.
Yeah, I've seen those flags.
Which is Nazis. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there was I read an article on InfoWars where over in Germany, you can get fined 50 million euros if you don't take something down within 24 hours. So I can't remember what the guy said in the article, but he said you can get fined for being wrong.
Well, not even that. So, it's just you can get fined for posting something they don't like. That's just that simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. If it's wrong, I could almost understand you might have a case and say, hey, that's a mistake, and you know, I'm going to have to sue you for libel if you don't take it down. That's legitimate, right? But you can't. They're just arbitrarily taking down all the freedom stuff.
You're wrong, 50 million.
That's
like getting fined on Wheel of Fortune. That's like getting fined on Wheel of Fortune. You get to the wrong number, man. You got to pay.
You got to love Germany. Okay, Charlie, thank you so much for the call, man. Stay with us. We'll be, when we go into the conference, try us at the conference call or tomorrow night, and we appreciate your input, my friend. So, yeah, that's it's a sad state of affairs in the corporate world right now. Once again, look at Carrier X. They're struggling to keep their business going, and the carrier T-Mobile, along with Metro PCS, are blocking calls or charging so much money that people can't afford to pay per minute all of a sudden to get to us. That was not part of their contract. They're coming up with these arbitrary discretional rulings, just like the witch's court does. Saying, oh, we don't, and of course it's only the freedom sites, the RBN networks, you know, the Truth Media, you know, the Studio 1776, you know, it happened when I was on Hagman Report. Hagman and Hagman, they're pretty big. They got a lot of lists, hundreds of thousands live tuning into that. And just, I was getting blocked, and it was chopped, and they were having trouble getting their signal out over Blog Talk Radio, over their presence there. And it was just our jury nullification flyer got blocked for a second time that night. That was epic. That was a major battle getting through that interview. It's a miracle. It's a miracle we made it through the hour and a half, and it's a miracle the jury nullification flyer is back up at courtroomwatch.com. So I encourage people, if they're sick of me complaining, solution. Go to courtroomwatch.com, download the jury nullification flyer. We put it in a nice little easy PDF for everybody. They can just print her out, pass it out. And where do you pass it out? Well, use your imagination. The two best places are, one, the county courthouse on the morning of jury selection. You get it in the hand of everybody who's standing outside the door in the morning waiting to go see if they're going to be a juror, and you just hand them these jury nullification flyers. You're going to save somebody's life that day. Someone in your community, someone like you or me, perhaps very close to, who's going up in front of the witch's court for a victimless crime. Obviously, I'm not coming running to the aid of people who are, you know, raping and murdering. Okay, I'm talking about the patriots and the innocent people, which is about 98% of the people that are getting dragged into the witch's court. Only a very small sliver of people out there are very violent and need to go to court or jail. I mean, extremely small percentage. Virtually almost none. If you went into the prisons and emptied out all the nonviolent offenders, you'd find that prison almost empty. But see, that would take a really big cut into the corporate private prison building industry, and you're not going to hear any talk like that from this administration. Why don't we shut down the private prisons, make them public again, make the communities pay for their own prisons like they used to, so you don't have some private corporation like Deutsche Telekom buying T-Mobile so they can shut down the access to the Freedom broadcast, like Resurrect the Republic and all the other ones on the RBN network. They weren't just blocking it after somebody heard press 8 for Resurrect the Republic. Press 8? Okay, it was before you don't even get to RBN. So everybody else, and Pastor Manning and John Statmiller and Mike Rivero, ought to be real concerned, and Mike on the board, ought to be real concerned about this, because you're losing a lot of callers as we speak. I mean, millions. 71.5 million customers nationwide. How many of those millions do you think might be tuning in if they could get through over to PC, Metro PCS or T-Mobile, both confirmed by the company that's getting screwed, Carrier X, and God bless Carrier X. They're doing their best to fight this like we are. He said, oh, no, it's hurting our business, too, and we're trying to get it done. And I said, do you have attorneys that are looking into this? And she said, well, you know, I can't really confirm or deny that, but, you know, we're working on it. And she spoke in general terms because she had to. And I felt really bad for him because I could hear in her voice that she was going through the same you-know-what that we're going through. All the patriots listening to this show, we got a lot of listeners out there who've gotten jacked by the cops and the witches' court for victimless allegations. It's a nightmare. I know it. Hang in there. Turn it over to God when it gets overwhelming. And just one little battle at a time. One little battle is a lot of clout and a lot of victory is getting those jury nullification flyers out. Put a stack of them on the restaurant. If you have a favorite restaurant, I did this on a couple of where I used to go to. Where I lived, used to live up in Clifton Springs. I live down a little farther in the southern tier now in the hills. But I would go into a couple of different local restaurants, and they let me put a stack of flyers when we had a very important case, you know, right on the counter. And one on the bulletin board, and one in the window of the restaurant. The liquor store did it, and the restaurant did it, and the supermarket did it, and even the corporate stuff. There was some big names like Sunoco and some other people. They were on board, and Bass Pro Outlets, and, you know, it was amazing. I was amazed because they're still franchised out. Dollar General still franchised out to local people who are like, yeah, put it up there. Yeah, this is coming for everybody. That was the particularly egregious case of Shane Bennett in upstate New York. So he went down under the SAFE Act in a very similar situation, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, just very similar to Tom's case. That's very sad. So we're trying to reverse this and resurrect the Republic. We're not getting any help from the mainstream media, which that's to be expected. But we're also not getting any help from Matt Drudge or InfoWars or any other. I'm very, very kind of disappointed in that, because I just know if Hillary was president, you'd be hearing about this stuff, and they'd be screaming and making blogs and videos, and look at the witch's court and what they're doing to these patriots. Oh, my God. But meanwhile, not a sound. Tom LaCavara, Pete Santilli, Gary Hunt, just recently arrested for not removing a posting. And don't people get afraid to post stuff, because they don't just come arrest you for posting. The court sends you a letter. Says, please remove this, blah, 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 or else. Then if you decide to fight the witch's court, okay, then you can expect that. Don't anybody submit to the fear and think, oh, my God, I can't post. Am I going to get arrested, too? No, you're not going to get arrested until you get a letter. We've had probably over 5,000 people repost the stuff that Gary Hunt put up there, and that's how we roll. We roll together. We got to do that. And so if everybody posts and reposts, and we got his information up also at courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. You'll see the Gary Hunt update.
and the information that got him kind of in hot water. Even though it was public information, they were trying to make an example out of him to scare the rest of us. And guess what? It backfired in their face because it went viral, and we got to post it everywhere now. It could be in the hundreds of thousands now, because I know stuff tends to go exponentially on the Internet. Once it gets rolling, it really gets rolling. So, and then John Lamb alone had 500 after the first couple of days posting it, and we expanded that, I'm sure, a great deal with our postings of it as well, because we have, you know, 5,000 subscribers to one and 7,000 to the other, and Daniel has 50,000 over single parents. And so it got a lot of traction, I know that. So that's what you have to do, though, and that's how we got to fight this. But, yeah, that's what, you know, these would be some progression of events. The court will send you a letter saying your postings are restricted or blah, blah, blah. They'll give you some warning, so nobody's just going to get arrested. So I urge people, please, do not submit to the fear. If you can't do some posting and pass out some flyers, I mean, forget it. Pack it in, throw in the towel, put the handcuffs on, and just enjoy your slavery. So I urge people to go to Courtroom Watch, download that jury nullification flyer, post it on the board at the colleges. Or any school, that's going to be great. Get the young people, get their gears turning. Of course, online bulletin boards. There'll be online bulletin boards for some of the bigger networks. Post it up there. And get that sucker. You might be, you the listener to this broadcast right now, may be the listener whose rear end gets saved by the jury nullification flyer and the concept that it gets into people's minds. And guess what? We have confirmation. We know this is their Achilles heel. Not only is it common sense, you can see what it is what it says. It's the final enforcer of freedom, the final blocker of tyranny. And but just look at what the witches' court has done in Oregon and Nevada. They're deathly afraid of jury nullification, so afraid of jury nullification, they're bringing the jurors from an undisclosed location around in the bus and trying to smuggle them in through the basement door so they don't see the protesters out front waving banners and wearing shirts that say jury nullification. We got a break coming up here at the top of the hour. I hope you'll stay with the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Oh, we may have another minute. Just, Mike, crank that music up nice and loud so I can hear it when it does come. And don't forget to go to courtroomwatch.com and download that flyer. I can't emphasize that enough. Don't just blow this off. This is going to help your case if you get dragged into the witches' court. And I know there's a lot of stuff on the horizon, like the Second Coming, and the giants are going to get released, and there's going to be a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula, and I understand there's a lot of, and I'm not making light of any of that. I believe that all could be very real, all those scenarios I just mentioned. But ultimately, what does it matter if they're immediately rounding up patriots as we speak? We got a battle on our hands. Now let's fight it nonviolently, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. So anyway, this is Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. We'll talk more after the break. Stay with us on the RBN Network.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.